Let me say this. Adultery and fornication are major sins that God condemns throughout the New Testament. In fact, he seems to bring them up more than other sins. It's just over and over and over and over again. He's warning us. Why? Because these are things that our flesh will tempt us to engage in, and we must deny self. We must deny that lust, and we must follow Christ and take up the cross. Now, let me say this about fornication. You know, it's a very serious sin in so much that the Bible even says that it can get you thrown out of the local church. 1 Corinthians 5 reveals that those who are in fornication should be thrown out of the church. I mean, it's a major, major sin. And you say, what are you talking about? Listen, if you're living together and you're not married, you're living in fornication. I'm talking about a man and woman that are living together and they're not married. You say, well, what are my options? Here are your options. Get married or stop living together. And you say, well, I'm just not ready for marriage. Then you're not ready to be living with somebody. Amen. Well, I'm just not ready for marriage. Then you're not ready to be sleeping with somebody. Because the Bible teaches that we should only have that within marriage. And within marriage, it's godly, it's holy, it's honorable. And outside of marriage, it's a major sin that needs to be denied. And you say, but I want to. Deny self. Deny the desire to commit sin. And do what's right for the sake of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. That's what it means to deny self. It means that when you get to the point where you don't want to stay with your spouse anymore, you stay with your spouse anyway because you don't want to be an adulterer or an adulteress. You get to the point where you desire someone other than your spouse, you deny that wicked, ungodly lust, and you stay true and faithful to the one to whom you said your vows. When you get to the point, young person, where you're tempted to commit adultery, you deny that lust, and you keep yourself pure and holy and virgin until your wedding day. And you say, well, I've already blown that, but you know what? From this day forward, you need to be pure until you get married, until you say, I do. And by the way, So many women today are in relationships where they'd like to get married and the guy won't marry them. Well, let me give you a little saying. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? You're sitting there and giving away your body to someone without demanding a ring on the finger, without demanding a commitment of marriage. You know what you're doing? You're cheapening yourself. You're worth more than that. You have more value than that. Save yourself for the one that will make a commitment unto you. Save your body for the one who will say, I'll be with you until death, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, not the one that's here today, gone tomorrow. It's hypocrisy to say, oh, we're committed to each other, then you'd be married. It's hypocrisy to say, oh, I'm not ready to get married, then you're not ready for that either. You know, our society condones it. I don't. The Bible doesn't. Faithful Word Baptist Church doesn't.